Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Our show. I can't believe our show. My God. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network with the new improved super powerful FM stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. They have all been boosted to max power with new equipment that they brought in. They had to get new equipment. So they have new equipment boosted to max power. It's like the signal on steroids, and with our other 3FM station signals, and it's fantastic. You know, Big Willie's big, powerful signal. Now 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, plus the AMs, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, plus the Facebook Live stream. Hi, how you doing? All of that and so much more. This thing has just taken off, and I'm hearing rumors that we are causing such damage to the rock station in town, Eagle. We're hearing rumors that they might get rid of their morning show. And, you know, just chalk it up, you know, one more notch on my belt. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. All right, if you want to comment on this, we can do it right now, or you can comment without interacting with me on Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. It's coming up in about 6 minutes and only on the radio side. We cannot do it on Facebook because Facebook has essentially banned it because of issues with music royalties. So you got to download the River Network app and listen to Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk radio stations, or just listen on the radio, which is fine as you're driving around in your truck or car or whatever. All right. This law firm that this Erica Tamborin used, I did not pick a fight with Cassidy Law, this Patrick Cassidy. I didn't know him from – I was vaguely aware of him. You know, he's a lawyer in town. Okay, fine. Apparently, you know, big deal law firm. He's licensed to practice in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Out of the blue, I get this letter a while back, and I've posted this on Big Willie 105.5 and also my response. I've done all of this here. You can read it for yourself. Here's the letter this guy wrote, this Cassidy Law. Dear Dimitri, oh, by the way, sends it to my house, as well as to the radio station. Dear Dimitri, please know that I represent Erica Tamborin, a citizen of West Virginia, and I'm investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals and or entities on her behalf. Well, right there, I took that to mean me, that I'm defaming her. She doesn't consider herself a public figure. Well, I do. She's an administrator. She's getting public monies. She is also a real estate agent. She's got her face plastered on the signs of whatever listing she has. Yeah, she's a public figure. But they're coming after me. This Cassidy Law is coming after me. And using words such as defamation by certain individuals. I take that to mean me. I'm the certain individual. And so he writes here, we would appreciate immediately receiving from you the transcript of any of your recent interviews in which adverse opinions and or innuendo were made about her personally or about her professional standing or competence based on information obtained from Nick Farelli and or Sam Carpino and or any other persons associated with the Village of Shadyside which were aired on your show. This is also to inform you, if you do not already know, that Mr. Farelli was charged in the county court of, quote, stalking my client, which recently resulted in a plea of guilty by Mr. Farelli to a lesser charge of disorderly conduct. You should know that it also appears that Mr. Farelli still harbors a continuing personal animosity towards my client. As a result of this, I would hope that you and your station consider this public information before airing any negative comments and or innuendo concerning her on your show, either from Mr. Farelli or any of his political associates, but will await receiving the transcripts and or your explanation as soon as possible, but hopefully no later than at the end of next week. Thank you for your cooperation. Sincerely, Cassidy Law, PLLC, Patrick S. Cassidy. Out of the blue, I get this thing. And there's only one way that I can interpret this, and that is a very, very scary threat about, I might be looking at a lawsuit for defamation, and I've got to shut my mouth, and I've got to turn over everything. But I didn't do that. Instead, I sent a letter back to him. Please know that Cassidy Law PLLC will not be receiving from me any transcripts whatsoever, and I will not be sharing with you any information that I might have been offered from any of my sources locally or nationally regarding an Erica Tamberin. Members of the Shadyside Village Council and local attorneys, realtors, law enforcement officials, child welfare agencies, drug counselors, people connected WVU, former and current, quote, significant others, end quote, that might be linked in any form to an Erica Tamberin. As an investigative journalist and multimedia talk show host, I'm a strong believer in the First Amendment, and I believe that I and any other citizen have every right to raise questions about and to question vigorously public figures, including Ohio Village administrators. However, I'm willing to offer Cassidy Law and your client an olive branch. And that's where I said, essentially, you can come on the show here. You can ask me any questions you want. I'll be free to ask or answer them or not answer them. And then it'll be my turn. And I will ask any questions I want, and you and your client will be free to answer them or not answer them. I thought I was being more than fair. I know I was being more than fair. I didn't pick a fight with Cassidy Law. They picked a fight with me. And you know what their response was? I responded out of courtesy, business ethic, business etiquette to his letter. I said, no, I'm not doing it, but I'm giving you an invitation and all that. And no reply. I mean, nothing. I guess when you're such a big, powerful law firm like Cassidy Law and Patrick Cassidy, you just don't need to bother with the little people. You try to intimidate them, you try to scare them, at least that's the way it looks to me with the letter he sent to me. And then when I show courtesy by responding to the letter and saying essentially no, but I'll give you an invitation here, you just can't be bothered with even saying thanks, but no thanks. You wonder why so many people hate lawyers. Again, I don't know what it's going to be like for anyone on a jury that is dealing with any kind of client represented by Cassidy Law, but boy, I tell you, if that juror feels the same way about this letter that I feel, and if that juror feels that this is a big, powerful law firm, this Cassidy Law, throwing its weight around the way that other law firms were trying to destroy Trump and his anyone connected to Trump. If that person's on that jury and he sees a Cassidy client, I don't know.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. We'll be right back.
soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Demetri Graffiti.
Hey, the American flag stands for the 50 United States, and other countries have kept their freedom on the backs of Americans.
Demetri Graffiti.
I don't know why you cut me off every day. I love talking.
Demetri Graffiti, line one.
My finger still hurts, but at least it's getting better.
Demetri Graffiti.
This is Mr. Deep Pockets. I think Big Willie and Demetri has become our show now. It's the R show. Thank you. Thank you.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I'm
today, 'cause there ain't no